So, how are you feeling waking up this morning with what's ahead?
Well, you know, my first thought was that all of this kerfuffle wouldn't have happened had the mayor pushed the pause button 2 weeks ago and taken the time off that everyone was urging.
Well, he didn't, but again, you have now. So the issue is that you go through with this motion and you're supporting it, are you?
I am, because it's part of a two-step process. The first step on Friday was to stabilize the executive committee. And the step that might be taken today is to stabilize the mayor's office.
Well, you say might be taking. What do you mean by that?
Well, as I understand it, we need a two-thirds majority to pass all or many of these recommendations. On Friday, it was simply a majority.
Are you hearing from many councillors? What are you sensing?
Well, up front, it looks as if the two-thirds is there. There were 28 signatures on the petition to have the meeting, and two-thirds is 30. So just a few more people voting along that line will give effect to the recommendations that are that will be before us.
But I can assume that you were talking to councillors last night. You're the man in the middle here, and you're the one who's going to have to carry this. So what are you hearing from them? Are those?
Well, you know, a lot of them realize that this has never been done before, and so it has a discomfort level that normally isn't there when you're making important decisions. So, you know, everyone, I think, wants to do what's best, and I think in this instance there will be enough people rallying around the recommendations that will be for us this afternoon.
How uncomfortable are you with this?
Well, I'm not, because the goal of the deputy mayor is to give the mayor his best advice and to, secondly, ensure that his council colleagues move government in the right direction. In this case, it's to make sure that the executive function of the Council of the City of Toronto is stabilized.
But it's not necessarily legal, or it's unclear whether.
Well, you know, I've heard that argument, and I've sat down with our legal staff on several occasions, and here's the premise. The office of the mayor gets its authority from two sources. One is provincial statute. The other are the bylaws of the City of Toronto, that is, powers granted by council. We are not touching the powers granted by the province. We cannot touch them. But the powers granted by council, we can. We have the power to give. We have the power to suspend. We have the power to take away and reallocate.
I spoke with Doug Ford last night. He didn't want to speak with me this morning until he learned what councillors were going to do, but he called this a kangaroo court.
Well, you know, what this has pointed out is that council doesn't have the ability to handle the mayor if certain transgressions are observed. And so he should be lucky that council doesn't have the ability to fire or that this city doesn't have the ability to recall, because I think had those two powers existed, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The mayor's fate would have already been determined. We are really trying to do our best with what we have, and we're doing it on behalf of the people of Toronto.
The people of Toronto, though, and I'm not being unfair to you here, the people of Toronto did not vote to give you the authority of running a $1.9 million budget and having a say over who sits on executive council or committee or not. They haven't heard from you in that capacity, yet you're going to end up with that responsibility.
Well, the people of Toronto gave that responsibility to the mayor and 44 councillors. And, you know, it's we don't have a strong mayor's system, as you know, John. It's a collegial form of government. So the power that's conferred on us is is shared by the mayor and members of council. And what we were spiraling, at least in the executive function of council, we were spiraling downward. We could have ended up, given the evidence before us, of an undermanned executive committee. We have a staff in the mayor's office where the morale has collapsed, and the job that people expect of the mayor's office has been declining steadily as the scandals have emerged.
Okay, speaking of the mayor's office, again, just technically and almost physically, if this vote takes place and it goes through, it transfers both the authority, the money, and the staff currently at the mayor's office over to you as deputy mayor.
Well, come to me. The staff, the budget of the mayor's for the mayor's office doesn't come to the deputy mayor. It goes to the clerk's office. What I do is, what the deputy mayor will be asked to do, is to administer that budget.
Mm-hmm. Would you do so from your current physical office, or is that bigger office?
I will remain in my counselor's office. They will take the staff who wish to move to the clerk's department. They will provide office space for them. And so we're hoping, and this has all been thought out, staff in preparation for this have dotted the I's and crossed the T's so that when this happens, it'll be a smooth transition. We will not miss a beat in the government of this city.
And where does Rob Ford sit?
Where he's sitting right now.
In the office plus the chair.
That's right.
Nothing changes there.
That's correct.
And you're okay with this?
I am, because it's within the bylaws of the City of Toronto. It's in the best interests of good government. It's expected of us by the general public, who in an overwhelming number wish to have the mayor either take a leave or resign. And so, you know, and frankly, it's in the best interests of the mayor.
What if he, however, launches that legal challenge? There were some reports, although it hasn't happened so far as we know, to seek an injunction to stop this and to bring this into a legal question now that could cost a lot of money for both sides.
Well, I've been talking to a number of lawyers myself, because I want to feel comfortable. Our city solicitor feels comfortable about this, and so do many of the law experts that have been who've had their opinions expressed in the media. And I would hope it doesn't come to that. Stop looking at the individual recommendations and look at the intent. The intent is to tell the mayor, we have lost confidence in you, in your administration. We want you to take time off. We want you to seek personal rehabilitation. We want you to look after your family. We want you to re-enter the world of politics whole and healthy. That's the intent.
Is he mad at you?
I don't think so, because Friday after the vote, he and I worked together on a number of issues.
Including the transition of power?
No, because after the vote on Friday, we went back to the regular business of the city. You've got to remember that is the most important material that's before us. And so when we went back to the regular business, he and I worked together and exchanged ideas on a number of issues.
Okay, Norm, thanks for joining us and clarifying what's ahead today.
Well, we're all trying to do our best in an unprecedented atmosphere.
Thanks.
You're welcome, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.